Hello, Dick. How are you?
Boys, how are we doing? I just got my second COVID shot right now. I'm sitting in that 15-minute quarantine period so I don't pass out. So don't make me pass out, all right?
This could be good radio, yeah. Dick.
What vaccine do you get over there, Dick? Is it Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson?
I'm Team Pfizer, man. We've so far so good on the after effects. We haven't had as many people have any side effects from that one. So hopefully it works out well, but I'll let you know in the next 24 hours.
That's promising for us anyway. Thanks for being our test case, Dick. Now, what's the latest with Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay? I feel like this is a question I asked you first up last week as well.
Yeah, I don't think I would say things have simmered down a little bit. I would say, I mean, it's kind of similar to the Russell Wilson situation, although I think there are more lengths to this one than to the Russell Wilson situation. I think the difference is I would call Russell Wilson a frustration. I would call Aaron Rodgers an anger. And so there's definitely a difference between frustration and anger, because frustration usually, you know, kind of boils over and kind of dissipates. And I think that's been the situation with Russell Wilson. I think a lot of his frustrations were just, put out there and then they kind of dissipated. Whereas Aaron Rodgers, I mean, this is a year going now, because this is a situation that started with maybe even pre the drafting of Jordan Love, but certainly was exacerbated by the drafting of Jordan Love. So, and that's continued for the last 12 months.
So Dick, obviously he's got beef there with the administration, but if the Packers want to Packers want to trade him, what do they get for it? What can they get out of releasing Aaron Rodgers? Because from an outsider looking in, you go, well, I've got him on contract. I'm just going to keep him. He can blow up all he wants, but we're going to keep him.
Right. What can you get? I mean, you certainly can't get the massive haul that, there was rumors that Russell Wilson was going to go for the three first round draft picks, simply because Aaron Rodgers is older. I mean, he's 37 years of age. I mean, he's still playing at an MVP level, but how long is that going to last? I think if the Packers were truly serious in trading him, I think they could probably get maybe a first round pick and a lower round pick, potentially a player as well. They could still get a decent haul, but again, like the Russell Wilson situation, the cap issue is much more prominent now than if they were to wait one more year. They can really get out of Aaron Rodgers' contract fairly easily if they wait until after June 1st, or certainly if they wait until after this year is over, than doing it right now. So I would anticipate if Aaron was going to get traded, it's going to be after June the 1st. But I still would side that he's going to be on the Packers this year.
What about DK Metcalf in his track and field event the other day, trying out for the American Olympic team, playing for the Seahawks over there? What an athlete and what a footballer!
I think it was really remarkable what he was able to do, because when we've seen football players that are also track stars, usually they're track stars first and they try to play football and they fail because they're just fast and they don't have the ability to run routes like receivers. They don't have the elite hands like receivers do. This is really the first time I can think of in a long, long time, and I'm trying to even think of another comp, where it's literally a football player who's never, I mean, he's ran track in high school, but he hasn't really run anywhere close to the professional level in track, just signing up for a track and field event and looking very, very respectable. I mean, I'm sure you probably saw the race. He was right there with four or five of those guys in his heat until about the last 10 or 20 meters. And that makes sense, right? Because NFL players never have to run 90, 100 meters. I mean, the NFL players are drafted upon how explosive they are in the first 20 to 40 yards of an event. That's why the 40-yard dash is so important to the NFL combine. So DK was right there through 50, 60, 70 meters, then faded just a little bit at the end, but he's also carrying 240 pounds, which is about 60 or 70 pounds more than most of those guys were. Just a remarkable feat for really a unique unicorn-type athlete, no question about it. And now the question here in Seattle is, all right, is DK going to have another year this year like he did last year and set himself up to potentially be the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL, which could absolutely happen here in the next, after this season? They could they could just rip up his contract and say, we're gonna start you right now as the highest paid wide receiver in football.
It was an unbelievable time, 10.37 seconds. I mean, for a footy player.
For a runner, for a sprinter, that's lightning. Like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. Dick, Jacksonville really going to sign former Denver and Jets quarterback Tim Tebow as a tight end 9 years after he played in the NFL?
It appears so, guys. This is a simple relationship move. I mean, this is a coach in Urban Meyer who really cut his teeth with Tim Tebow as the greatest player probably in Florida football history. And so these two are tied together without question. And, you know, Tim Tebow is unique, not only a unique athlete, he's also just a unique leader. He's been very outspoken about his Christian faith. There's a inscription on the Florida stadium of a pep talk that Tim Tebow gave in a football game. I mean, he is a legendary Florida Gator football player who had some brief success with the Denver Broncos, won a playoff game, but really wasn't that good a quarterback. He was completely overdrafted. But what he is he's a great leader. He's a great motivator. And I really think that's why Urban Meyer wants to bring him in. You know, yes, they have a terrible tight end situation, but I don't think that's really going to be helped by Tim Tebow. I think they're bringing him in more than a football player. They're bringing him in as kind of an extra coach, an extra leader in the locker room.
Dick, what's been the reaction over there in America to the Kentucky Derby winner failing a drugs test?
You know, it's really unfortunate because it's a sport that's really dying in this country, and one of the only recognizable faces of horse racing in this country is Bob Baffert. And Bob Baffert continues to just shoot himself in the foot with these situations. I was reading a quote on the air yesterday that Bob Baffert gave, and I didn't read the date of the quote. I just read the quote, and it was, you know, we're going to get to the bottom of this. I don't want to be tied to this. This is not going to happen. It's a bad look for me. It's a bad look for the sport of horse racing. I want to make sure it doesn't happen again. That quote was made in November of last year. I mean, 6 months ago, he's got four violations, and he's you know, asking for contrition. He's showing contrition 6 months ago, and here we are at the very next Kentucky Derby, and we've got an issue. So if this were a situation where it's a trainer that had absolutely no prior history, I think a lot of people would be, cheering him on and saying, hey, you know, this was a setup. Maybe it was a false negative or what have you. But I just don't know how much trust there could be in Bob Baffert right now after his history.
Dick, what about the feeling in the States at the moment in and around the Olympic Games with what's happening over in Tokyo with COVID? Is there still a positive vibe and are the athletes and people involved still keen for it to go ahead?
Yeah, they're still keen for it to go ahead. I think there's a hunger for sports on television in this country. I mean, we're seeing the ratings really start to move up. You look at the NFL draft, it was a massive success. The last, you know, the two NFL drafts during COVID were the highest two rated NFL drafts of all time. People are really, really hungry. They wanted the Olympics last year. They didn't get them last year. So I think we're going to see a very highly rated Olympics this July and August. As far as the athletes, you know, it's going to be a different experience for them. You know, they're not going to be able to take their families there. They're not going to be able to, you know, you talk about the track guys, they're not going to be able to race in front of 75, 80,000 people. So it's going to be a different type, kind of a made for TV type event, which is going to be great for us here, you know, and great for you guys in Australia watching on television. It's just not going to be great for the athletes.
Dick, you've survived at least the last 10 minutes after your second Pfizer shot, and we appreciate your time, mate. Have a good week.
You guys make me woozy every week, so I'm used to it.
Good on you, Dick.
See you, boys.